pursuit of conversation is supported by the generous donations of Rollo, Susie, Henrik, and Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Good evening. It's nearly 6:08 p.m. in Australia, and you're listening to The Beatold Show impromptu. Due to the fact of illness and sobriety, the Rick and Rollo Show has been cancelled, thanks to one of the hosts being sober and not too well, apparently. So on with the show on March the, let's have a look here, the 14th, would I be right there? Is it the 14th? I'm assuming so, of 2026, episode number 56 of Be Told Impromptu. Thank you very much. Good night. Thank you very much. What a nice introduction to the Be Told Impromptu. Is it March the 14th? Or is it the 21st? Honestly, I think it's the 14th. I'll say that. I can't tell. I'm telling you, we're all in shell shock at the moment in Australia. I'll just say this. The fuel has gone up by $1 a litre since the last time, and since it's been 2 weeks. $1 a litre. That's a, to me, that's a fair bit. If I was driving a truck, that's a lot of money. A lot of money. I'll just say that again. A lot of money. I'm just going to double check that my sound's okay. If Joel's out there, I just contacted him before because I was making this kind of sound that Ab could hear it. Rollo could hear it, but he didn't. I said to him, can you let me know if it's still making that noise and I'll swap headphones? But no one contacted me. No one contacted me. Anyway, so you may hear sounds of, right, clinking, drinking, smoking, cats meowing. No babies crying though, as yet. I've been through that though. I would never have been able to do a show back in the days when I had, three children under five at one stage. It'd be impossible. And I'm being in a relationship. I'd be, what are you doing? Why are you talking to them? Don't you love me? Impossible. Only a single man can really get away with doing shows. Or unless they've been married for years and the wife goes, let's get rid of him. He can go and sit over there and talk to himself. And that's the way it would be happening too, possibly by now. But it's fantastic to be the ability to not have anyone whinging at me to come on here and do a show on a Saturday night. On Be Told. Would have been Rick and Rollo, but Rollo, I'm a bit concerned actually because he's been not well for a while. And what he does, he comes on and gets plastered, not usually with me, usually afterwards. And he came and did a show with Susie the other day, which I would imagine I'd call it a too much information show because without a handler, that guy can just start talking about things he shouldn't talk about. And I highly recommend anyone out there, do not tell him anything you do not want broadcast to the entire world at a later date. That is my experience and my knowledge of him. And it doesn't mean to do it. He just has not got a filter. He doesn't realize that you shouldn't say things like that or bring up someone who might have had a conversation with him or a blind drunk and said something. You got to find, everyone else will find out about that conversation. It may take a year, it might be a week, but they'll find out about it. The guy has not got a filter, and that's why I don't tell him anything. Anything. That's the way it is. Yeah, so the fuel prices here are fucking unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I'm just going to go and check my messages. Turn, I don't know, he's sending me a message. So this is going to, this is a rheologist show here. No, I'll be off fakeologist for at least, will I be? For a couple of weeks anyway, or at least a week. I did one last, the other day. I want rheology, what people are really seeing without someone going, it's probably fake. Now, what I'm telling you is really going on. The food shortages. Now, all they had to do, the simplest thing in the world, this technique, I don't know what, is there a name for it? Is a journalist will ask a politician a loaded question. And this loaded question was, Mr. Albanese, can you guarantee there'll be no food shortages soon? And of course, you know, even though he was, you know, voice in his ear would have been saying, just say, no, you don't know, you don't know, you can't guarantee it. Because that imbecile couldn't come up with this for himself. He is so fucking hopeless. Oh, the magnitude is indescribable of how hopeless this guy is in real life. Australia. And so he just said, I cannot guarantee that.
I can't guarantee there'll be no food shortages.
And immediately there'll be people going, what do you mean food shortages? And the public start, they've been already doing it with the fuel in the area where I live, all the hardware stores. Is that what you call them in America? Hardware stores? Sold out of what we call them jerry cans. I don't know why. It's something to do with the Germans, is it? Possibly is. Which are, you know, you've got, you know, you can carry enough of them around for your, you know, if you're a lawnmower, a landscaper or whatever, and you need to be up, you've got stuff, you carry a jerry can full of fuel. So people going and buying as many as they could and filling them up. Look, and to be honest, after paying $2.76 this afternoon for 12 litres of petrol, it cost me what I would normally almost three-quarter fill up my van, just took it up to one different level of those, the four levels you've got on your fuel. And there's three service stations were shut. I noticed that the main ones that's always shut now is the independent, non-Indian-owned one. So this is going to be part of a control mechanism. And I do believe, which I'll be talking tonight, this is it. This is where they're going to use Australia and New Zealand as the test case for what they're going to do to you in America and parts of around the world to see how Australians cope with fuel rationing and food rationing. It's on its way. Over where Joel lives, over the top of the mountains, the Great Western Freeway, there's a part of it has been shut down. It says for 3 months, but we know when the government says 3 months, they mean 3 years. It always times things by a year, whatever they say, or at least, you know, a long time. A 160, was it, year-old convict-built bridge that took 2 years to build back in the, you know, days where they were using very slow mechanisms. There was no machinery that was used. It was all done by convicts. Where do they get them from? Yes, from Ireland and Scotland and England. With ludicrous charges, you know, like grinning in a way possibly to in a manner dangerous. Stealing a loaf of bread. Having a hanky and folded in the incorrect position on his lapel. 6 months, year, permanent, sent off on the ships over here. They depopulated Scotland and regional England and definitely Ireland doing this manoeuvre. And they came over here and were forced under gunpoint, especially where I lived, a big convict settlement, punishment area, Port Macquarie, which I don't live, I live near. So they've shut down that infrastructure for, they've just said 3 months. Now it could go for a lot longer. This is the main highway where the food from the west comes into Sydney, the winner is shut down. Dorigo, the most beautiful town up about 3 hours from me, would it be? Up, you got to drive up, it's through Bellingen, another beautiful area that always floods. And it's the Tablelands, the Central Tablelands. Beautiful, green, lush, totally relaxed. I love it up there. Love it. Don't go there anymore, but I'd like to. If I had the money, or if I was on a, I would probably buy a house up there and retire up there and do podcasts for the rest of my life if you're allowed to. And I doubt if you're going to be allowed to. I doubt if that happened. He's drinking his expensive beer. He soon may not be able to afford to drink. I may have to start brewing my own or give up. If I give up, you probably hear a lot less of me, I'll tell you right now, or more of me. Or more of me. I've done lots of sober shows, and I think I talk more sober than I do after having a couple of drinks. I've had two beers. That is the question. Anyway, so Dorigo, they're very easily done. They never, the roads are always falling to pieces because they never put a proper freeway up there. It's just a windy road that gets flooded all the time. And it's called Waterfall Way for a good reason. Now, they've shut that down. So the milk supplies, which Dorigo supplies a huge amount of milk, the farmers cannot, the milk trucks can't get down to deliver milk. So there's going to be dairy shortages. And no greater example of that, I like saying that, is that when you go into the shopping centres now, you'll start noticing there's a lot less dairy things on the shelves. You can't get organic dairy milk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in the big supermarkets. You can go to organic cafes, which I'm going to do tomorrow. There's an informal farmers market there that they have once a month, and I'm going to go down there and start doing some networking because I've got some great ideas. But I think that you're listening to Behold of 56.
Truth Meets, supported by listener donations at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Truthmeets.com would like to thank our major supporters this month: Rolo, Susie, and Henrik. Thank you all.
Oh, is that it? Be Told, episode number 56. And thank you, Henrik. Funny that I should be pseudonymly naming my older son Heinrich, and we get all of a sudden get a listener called Henrik from Sweden. Fantastic. And Henrik's the guy that came and offered me a donation last week, which I proudly refused, even though I'll be honest here, and this is for posterity on this, basically my audio diary that I've got of my life. The worst financial week I've ever had, easily, for at least a year. I just didn't have much work this week, and I got the train to the witty. No, I got the bus down because I thought I'm not paying $2. It was $2.50 a litre. Now it's gone up $2.70 something. And I thought, I've got to start getting back onto this public transport thing, which I did for over, I would say, 10 years straight. I was on the CountryLink train to the Winner Is, and then I get the train back again on a Saturday morning. And it was, you know, it would cost roughly $80 return journey, maybe a bit more. It went up in peak season, but, and then I started this, after I had a horrific leg injury while I was on Vanuatu, which I've talked about, which is pretty much better now, but I just couldn't straighten my leg out. I couldn't do this, blah, 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 blah. No, sorry, I couldn't bend my leg. That's right. And so trains were, I got put off by it and I started driving down. And now I'm so used to driving down, I've done it. I think all of last year I drove the Winner Is Sydney. Incredibly easy to drive, dangerous roads, but if you know how to drive, not a problem. Not a problem. Anyway, what we're talking about, yeah, the infrastructure, the dairy, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going in to do some networking tomorrow because there's so many local farmers and farmers supply, meat supply, that come and deliver straight to your house if you know their numbers. I'm going to do that because I can tell, using my gut instinct, that I think that the fact that they did all this on that six planet alignment and the blood moon, they're ready for something big. And plenty of other people have suggested that as well, that this could be the big one. And I definitely think they'll use this opportunity, as they said, what's his name? Was it Carol Quigley that said, things can be done in a time of war 5 times or 10 times faster than a time of peace. So they can introduce all sorts of bizarre things, rationing, etc. And people just go, oh, geez, it's the war again. And, you know, 1941, we're getting bombed by the Jerrys. Drinking some nice cold beer. They can do all sorts of things. And you've got to be prepared for this and ready for it. When the COVID thing hit, I knew it was bad. And I was getting huge sums of money thrown at me. Not huge sums of money, but I was getting paid not to do anything. So I was going out and buying lots of extra food and keeping the shelves well stocked. I haven't done it this time. I've still got plenty of bits and pieces around, but you've got to look at survival mechanisms and all of a sudden appreciate the prepper that has, you know, 3 years' worth of dehydrated food in his cupboard. He's not stressed at the moment, I guarantee you now. Guaranteed. He better keep quiet about it, though, because once people start getting hungry, and I remember, because I read a lot, and I've read lots, I love reading true things. I'm not interested in novels. And I remember reading and speaking to old people, including my own grandmother, what it was like during what was called the Depression, you know, in brackets. And because of New Zealand, my grandmother said we didn't notice anything because we were on a farm, we had as much food as we wanted, and we cooked all our own food, et cetera, et cetera. It was no problem. And so they'd never had that issue in the days. But if you're living in a city area, and I just came from Sydney, and I'm telling you, I was actually walking around because I didn't have a car to get to various jobs through the CBD of Sydney. And it's fucking packed with people, predominantly Asians and Indians, and the odd white person occasionally, very rarely. But there's so many people all roaming around, all laughing away. And the big thing I notice is this rot that's going on in these giant chem marts that are everywhere. And when you walk into them, they are packed with people, and they're all Chinese. I'm going to say that quite as a general thing. They've all got huge baskets, and they're all buying large brand things. They're holding smartphones. They are paid shoppers for China. So they're buying usually shark cartilage. They're buying lots of fish oils, baby products, baby food, vitamins, and they're sending them all because they've set up a post office that just speaks Chinese and deals with exporting stuff in Chatswood, which is now predominantly Chinese. So things are going on in front of your eyes if you're awake. Emu Dance, if you want to come on and chat, because there's no Rolo tonight. We're just doing a Be Told chat. So anytime you want to chat, you can chime in. I see your Emu in the background. So no pressure. Come in if you want. If you don't want it, all good. But yeah, these set up chemists are everywhere, and they are full. You've got I went to buy some deodorant, a healthy deodorant, because you know when you're walking around, you're on public transport, you actually need to look after yourself, personal hygiene. Unlike when you drive around, you don't need to worry about it. And I was just baffled as usual at the amount of. You can see them, they're all holding their smartphone. They cannot often speak a word of English. And they're converting things and they're looking at what they need to buy and they're throwing them in their pack. So they're obviously allowed to buy 3 packages of glucosamine or shark cartilage or whatever, 3 packets of whatever, 1 big thing of baby formula. And these people are actually literally getting paid by the Chinese government to send these parcels back to China. They can't do it legally by, you know, they're not allowed to export that amount, but they're coming in and buying up all this incredible amount of health food stuff. They seem to know these particular products are good for them. A lot of the magnesiums and certain products, they come after them. They're obviously worth a lot more in China than they are here to them. So there's a thing going on. There's, you know, these new stupidly named Happy Dream Cake Factory or Pleasant Milkshake Dancing businesses everywhere that are basically named from a Chinese name of bubble tea and these weird flavoured drinks that sprang up everywhere. And I'm sure if you're in Canada, America, or England or whatever, you'd probably be seeing the same thing as well. This is the new Australia. This is the new Australia and your whole world. It is totally being dominated by people from another country. Anyone that I have heard people go, oh, this replacement thing, what a load of, you know, it's, look, I came here in 1983, and I came to an Australia that is unrecognisable within 40 years, 42 years. But beer, you still drink beer here. Still drink beer here. When I came here, there were, you meet some age, there was a Chinatown, it was a smallish area, the Haymarket area in Sydney, and there was, you know, a lot of yum, you know, some good yum cha restaurants, and the average Australian thought it was fantastic. It was a bit of cult, you know, a bit of a different culture. And I remember hearing, you know, when people at Paul Keating, et cetera, were coming out and saying Australia needs to, you know, get a bigger population. We're part of Asia, not part of England. And there were people on talkback radio saying, this is going to be the end of Australia. They're going to flood us with Asians. We're going to turn to Asia. And there were all these people saying, oh, you're a xenophobe. How dare you, racist xenophobe. You're attacked as a racist for suggesting it. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it has happened, and it happened about 10 years ago. They've been replaced. And the business is getting bought up, even in regional areas where I live now, by the Indians, just coming over and paying huge sums of money in cash often for a successful business. Yes, that's what they're doing. Now, that's why I'm phasing out the people that, and I would just decide again, the IPS show, one of my favourite shows to listen to would be, is just, I'd only listen for entertainment value only now. Yeah, I'm not going to get as much as I used to because I now realise they were just sharing a lot of stuff that sounds fantastic. You know, you know, things like even, I'll talk about one of them, was that rap star that got shot. What's his name? He had a stupid name as well, but anyway, he got shot and it was obviously, it was a setup and there was all these setup. And it became, I think it went for about 3 months. What was his name? Not Jussie Smollett, but that's, we brought that one up on the Bongversations. Smollett was a major thing that you saw when you were in the Disney Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. So that was in the face of millions and millions of people, Smollett Small Goods, Collision. And then you had Jussie Smollett doing that fake blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, so shows like IPS and a lot of these other guys like, you know, various shows, they got a really good catchy mantra of things are fake and, you know, this movie predicted this and this movie predicted that, et cetera, et cetera. But it was just keeping you busy while the actual real thing was going on in your front of your eyes. And that was the complete takeover from foreign people to come over and take over your country. Not the elites, but the regular workers. I get on trains. I got on one this morning. I was probably the only person I would consider, and I'm not even from Australia, but I've been here for 40-something years. It looked like he was here 40-something years ago. They were all Indian and Chinese workers and Indonesian going in to do building on building sites. A thing that you did not see back in the day. That was all mainly migrants from Greek, Italian, you know, English, Scottish, Irish. They were the people on building sites. Not anymore. I'm going to tell you now, not anymore. So the whole of Australia's changed. If it's changed like that in 40 years, what will it be like in another 40 years? And I'll tell you now, it's not going to be the same. Not even that in 10 years' time. It's going to look like Bengal or some major Chinese city. It's just incredible. And I remember the hearing all the people getting attacked for suggesting that we're going to be taken over. It's going to be part of an Asian, basically Australia will become an Asian country. Well, it already is. It's a fact. And the Indians are taking over a lot of the businesses because they got families, a family centric. They've got the ability to have five families buy one house and two businesses, pay it all off, and then move on and keep buying up and buying up and buying up. Their kids are all highly educated at universities, you become doctors and lawyers and IT consultants, while the previous, we'll call them the Anglo-Saxon, whatever, are just roaming around sniffing petrol and vaping, basically. This really has happened.
Mm-mm-mm. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Who's that? Is that Veralicious or is it?
It's Emu. How are you going?
It's Emu. Oh, you sound much louder than last time. You can sound like Veralicious. She's got a dominating voice when she talks.
Oh, maybe I've gone outside, so maybe that's it. How are you going?
I'm good. Fantastic. It's good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. You've had another suspicious fire in Taree.
There was two, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went through there on the bus on what day did I go? Thursday. That's the first time I've driven. I didn't drive through. I used to go there a bit years ago, but I haven't been through there since the big floods. And I was driving around, on the bus, looking out the windows, and it seems to be fairly normal. But I did notice that big burnt down building, and there's another one this morning, and they say it's arson for sure.
Yeah, well, my dad was talking to me about it, and apparently they want to develop all that area. And yes. I suggested that perhaps that they've just firebombed it to get it spinning a bit quicker. And he,
yeah, 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 100%. It's a thing. Yeah, it's a thing. And in Sydney years ago, there was a huge, big old pub right next to what is the Balmain Power Station, which has now been fully renovated. And it
had
to go.
I know you're right.
It had to go. And it did go. It just suddenly burned down overnight. No inquiry. You knew that it was a part of an infrastructure burn down, take down, to controlled demolition. And that's what's happening in Taree, because you notice that area that those places burned down is earmarked for big development, lots of houses.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a prime spot, just expanding the town. But they're all decrepit anyway. There's nothing happening in the buildings anyway.
Yeah, so. It was called the Airport Hotel, was it?
Yeah, Airport Hotel, and then it was the Kundal Motel, I think.
Yeah.
So they've gone, and I actually went past. I was up in Port Macquarie today, but as I was coming back, I checked out the motel, and it was like they did a pretty good job. I say that much.
Yeah, pro. It's a pro arson job.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, they used to call it. I won't say the name of them, but certain group fire sale used to be notorious for burning down buildings when they wanted to get rid of them. Which you're not allowed to mention this group anymore. I'm just going to call them. them. It's been rebranded a few times, but yeah, it's a technique, and it's you'll see that the police and everything, the fire brigade in charge of it will just say there'll be no inquiry. It'll just go. Yeah.
There was nothing. Well, when I drove past this afternoon, it was probably about 2 hours ago, there was nothing, there was no one there. So they've just put it out and moved on.
Yeah, yeah. I just look at the comments on Facebook and everyone was doing the same. This is obviously deliberate. Everyone knows, but it won't make the media. It'll just be blow away. How's your week been in life? Everything good?
Yeah, good. Baby's well, yeah. We just went up to port for the day today just to have a look around. And
fantastic.
He's watching the football with my dad right now, so that's good.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. I was just talking about that. I would never have been able to sit and do a show back in the day because it'd have been kids screaming at me or ex screaming at me. What are you doing talking to people that you want you talking to me? So nowadays, as a free agent, it's fantastic. But yeah, they've got to be amused. And footy is a fantastic way to amuse men.
That's he loves it. Oh, my dad's. I think my dad's brainwashing him already. So,
what's their team? Who's playing?
I don't know. I don't actually know who's playing, but we're all Manly supporters because that's where we grew up. Ooh. So, but they're terrible. So, but I was listening to the stuff on the Indians. Apparently, my father-in-law was saying that apparently the Indian government gives. Yes. Indian citizens the grants to just go and buy the businesses. So where my in-laws live, it's like pretty, you know, it's country coastal town, if you will, in South Australia. And there's just random Indians owning the local bakery and cafe. It's just totally bizarre.
Yeah, that's happened. So it didn't happen till started just around COVID.
Yes.
We're in Laurieton, which is near me.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, my three children went to a little Catholic school there, and when I look at their school photos, I couldn't believe it. All blonde or brown hair. Every school photo, there's not a single. Maybe there was one Indian, maybe one Chinese, possibly no Aboriginal, yeah. Zero. And every one of their school photos, and now. I guarantee you now, all of a sudden I started noticing and I'm telling you, I noticed things. Laurieton is like Australia in 1960. Yeah. It is the sleepiest little town ever. And all of a sudden there was families of Indians walking around speaking in Indian. I was going, hang on, what? And next thing, all the service stations, you're listening to Be Told 56. Back in a minute.
No matter what your age.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
You're listening to a Be Told 56, Reality Rick talking about reality with Emu Dance from Taree, which is not far from me. Hey, so did you notice... Where did you fill up? Did you fill up in Taree to come up here? Did you notice the fuel prices?
No, my husband fills the car up. I don't do that. So I don't know.
Isn't it fantastic to have a male around that will fill up a car and not tell you how electrical?
Yes. He was cussing about it the other day. So I didn't ask him how much it was. I don't really care. But
well, I just paid. I got back off the train and I took my son back to Port this afternoon because he's going to a dinner. It was his friend's birthday, and I looked at two service stations, the independent ones in Laurieton and North Haven, were completely. They had no fuel. Signs up on the front, handwritten, no fuel available. And then so I thought I better go. I'll go to the one in the corner in North Haven, and I filled up. It was $2.76 a litre. Oh. So I just put $50 in, and it only took it up to like – I wanted to keep topping up. That's all I can do now is top it up so I don't run out. But it was $2.76. Then I proceeded to drive. So this was originally the cheapest Indian-owned service station ever. There was always the cheapest fuel. Now – they are the most expensive because they know that they've got total dominance of the area.
Yeah.
And the local one in Bonnie Hills was 10 cents cheaper and the Lake Carole one was 10 cents cheap as well. So I got ripped off and I will learn a lesson, go and get the app. Apparently there's an app you can put on your phone that tells you what prices are being charged. But I'm having some fantastic conversations. Now, everywhere I go, people are talking. They kind of can see this is bad. It's going to affect the Easter trade. You know, the Easter's coming up in 3 weeks' time, or is it a bit more than that?
Yeah.
Normally, it's a really busy time up here. And all the grey nomads that you see on the road, you see these really expensive diesel Toyota four-wheel drives carting a $200,000-$300,000 trailer behind them. And these are retirees. These people are going to be pulling up and just stopping, and they're not going to go any further and just hanging around. So it's going to affect regional areas, not us where we are, but if you're inland, like I was just saying, Dorrigo, Tamworth, inland, things are going to get really tough for them really fast.
Yeah, that's I haven't thought about that, but that's spot on. But even that, as you were saying, like people going on holidays, like people go camping for a cheaper option for holiday, but now they, like with the petrol prices, it's gone out the window.
Well, it's going to be and now the worst thing, they're going to shut down the fuel for the airplanes. So apparently China has said, he says opening beer, China's stopping sending, apparently we were getting a fair bit of avgas, which is just kerosene. I can't understand how bad, but what it's doing is exposing how badly we've been done over in the last 10 to 15 years. When they've offshored all the fuel refineries and everything, so Australia is now dependent on China for their airplane fuel. It's just incredible now, and that's what I'm getting at with a lot of these conspiracy sites. You're going to go on there and you're going to hear something about, you know, some actor being a woman or a cannibal or whatever, and that's putting everyone. They're all looking, the people that would normally get angry and see these things, they're going swept into the Epstein cannibalism stories.
Yeah.
And they're not, and all their energy is getting lost on that, but they should be getting extraordinarily angry with the government. It's like, how come, because we used to have our own fuel refineries here. We had heaps of them and New Zealand had heaps of them. Now we're completely dependent on Indonesia and China.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah. So that's the way it's going.
But it's true about all the Epstein stuff. It's, I'm sure, like, there's a lot of truth to it, but it's distracting people from, like, stuff that actually is going to affect your day-to-day life and our country directly. Not saying that stuff doesn't, but you're spot on.
I've actually kind of picked up on that a couple of years ago, and I started saying regularly on any of the shows I've done that the only thing you need to worry about, forget about Ellen DeGeneres being a cannibal, etc., or billing Hillary Clinton, you know, running child trafficking, is the bike lane that's suddenly at the front of your business, and there's no car parking allowed outside the front of your business. Your fuel's gone through the roof. Your food's gone through the roof. You're having to rely on trucks to deliver everything where there used to be farms. Port Macquarie is a great example, right? Everywhere you look, I don't know how long you've been around ever coming up here, but Port Macquarie has got this incredible red soil that's great for potatoes. So nearly all of the areas where you see all these amazing big giant house developments were potato and agricultural. Up till about 20 years ago, they started getting rid of them. That's what Port Macquarie was, a food bowl. Now it's over 55 housing developments everywhere.
It is.
That's what they're called, over, and it's part of
there's
this
a,
whole.
A lot of Kens up there, that's for sure.
There's a lot of Kens up there, absolutely. we're full of Kens. I tell you, next when you're driving, you've got to switch it on to 103.9, and you will hear Ken. I forget his real name, but there's a guy that talks like this, and he comes on, and I'm gonna play this. I'm on Tuesday mornings, and I'm not kidding. That's exactly what he sounds like. And I heard him again today. I was laughing my head off, thinking, do people realise that there is really volunteer radio stations hosted by Ken, whoever he's known. But yeah, no, it's but you know, so it's good. Yeah, but Port is still beautiful for
beaches.
Yeah,
it's a great place.
And it does have some great shops, etc. For now, it may change, but No, I think we're kind of lucky that we're on an area where you can deal with local farmers to get food and milk and things like that, which that's what I'm going tomorrow. I'm going to the local, there's a cafe. And that's, if you ever go to North Haven, you've got to go to, it's called Peace of Mind, the friends of mine that own it. And they set it up and it's kind of an organic cafe and they have organic
market. Is it on the, what road is it? What street is it on?
The road where there's a bridge going to North Haven. You drive through Laurieton. It's on the right-hand side. It's just beautiful food and they're really nice people, a nice couple that run it.
I think I know the one. Oh, that's good to know. Check it out, yeah.
And so you've also got in Taree, you've got a, what's it called? Burger Shack. Epic Burger Shack should be in Taree somewhere because the friend of mine has got it. It's in Taree. He told me he's got one in Laurieton and one in Taree, and the Taree one's really busy. And you've got to go there. Beautiful, except overpriced, burgers. Epic Burger Shack. Shack, I always say. He's another Kiwi that's opened it up. Yeah, it's in Taree. It'll be in the main towns. Just look it up. And if you want a decent burger, go there. Highly recommend. If you've got a lot of money to blow, it's the other thing.
I don't know about that, but I don't mind supporting, paying a bit more if it's a local business. Like that to me.
Yeah, no, he's really nice guy. Nice guy. Yeah. Yep. So,
where's Rolo? What happened to him?
He's sober and sick. So sick and sober. Mm. So if he's sick, he's sober, and you will never hear him talk sober ever. I heard this bits of the Rollo and Susie, which a lot of people like because there's no filter there, and Rollo's on when he's unfiltered, he's always interesting. Not for the people that he might be talking about, though. Sadly, that's why I always say, be aware. Anything you say to that man will come out in another show. It might take a week. It might take a month. But if you said anything personal, it's going to come out. And he always go, I shouldn't say this, but he'll just say it. And I'm like, Rollo, why are you talking like that?
I have actually picked up on that.
Yeah, whatever you do, do not tell him the colour of your underpants type of thing. Because the whole of the – possibly between Canada and whatever, we'll find out exactly what colour underpants that he's wearing or have worn that day. He can't help himself. And I give him a hard time about it, and I learnt the hard way a long time ago. You just do not tell him real personal stuff. And he's good at getting it out of you too, let me tell you. Especially when he's drunk, you'll just offhandedly mention something and you might say something. And next thing you know, he's in a private conversation, he'll start saying, what do I call inappropriate truths that someone might have personally told him? So he's very funny, but just, be aware. And I don't know if he's listening out there. He's probably shaking his head and saying, Rick, you Carmichael Hunt, how dare you say that about me? But, yeah. Mm. But anyway, it's beautiful. Yeah, well, I'm hoping so because he's had this thing for a while.
Yeah.
Whatever this illness is. And I'm going to kind of guess it's something to do with drinking large amounts of vodka.
I think that might have something to do with it. Maybe.
And in the last 8 years, I've spoken to him and been with him and I spent a lot of time at the tree house. There's a beautiful house he had. Well, it wasn't a beautiful house, but it was a great spot in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And, it was just, the empty bottles everywhere and blah, blah, blah. But I spent a lot of time with them there. Every time there was a flood or a fire or a natural disaster, I got stuck between Sydney and mid-North Coast. I spent time there and I did a lot of work there to help get the house I painted it and did the gardens and blah, 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 blah. But it was a great time, and they're all available on the Fakeologist Network or Truth Meets Network on the older shows that we've done. If you want to hear our history, it's all there for posterity.
I've heard all about I was listening when he was in the old house.
You were? So, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I knew that it was the location where he was. He was just, you know, he'd spent too much time there and he had problems with the neighbours, one side, not the other side. And it was just too stressful for the poor guy. And you heard it all. It was all, everything, all the dirty underwear was always on those shows, guaranteed. There was lots of things that shouldn't
have been. Good to have a change, I think. It's good. But anyway, I got to go because I got to get this baby to bed. But
good on you. And thank you for popping in.
Yeah,
you got
no
a great
worries.
Voice too. It's good to hear again. That's why it's great on a Rick and Rollo show to have a female voice, because it is just too male-centric. And anytime, just pop in. All good. Rick, be told or whatever. So, yeah, fantastic. Enjoy the night, and you'll have to go and throw something at them when they start screaming too much at the TV.
Yeah, that's
it. Men do.
Righto, Rick. I'll speak to you soon.
You will. All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Beetle 56, having a female guest, which is fantastic. We lost one lizard, a genuine listener, one of my lizards, passed away last week, I discovered, as you lose the last show. And then we've discovered we had a listener who'd been listening for 4 years before she bravely came on to last week's Rick and Rollo with the wonderful emu dance, or dance, rather. It's really good. So where were we yet? Reality. What's going to now? What I'm going to hazard a guess is what could happen and what they could do. I, as a conspiracy theorist with an ist on the end of it, I've got a very strong feeling, and that's owing to what I saw when they the Iran war psychological operation thing that's going on at the moment. I, as a conspiracy theorist, take note of the astrological movements of the sky clock above our heads, this rotating circle. Have you ever seen a star wheel, which you can buy? I've got one right here. Right, I'm holding it right now, a sky wheel, the night sky, and you turn it and all the groups of planets all move around on the sky clock. If you've ever watched a camera doing a, what's it called? A slow, when it's just does things slowly and you take a photo every 1 minute, it basically forms a perfect spinning spiral of stars. That's going on above your head all the time. And they just use this as a clock. I've got this book in front of me by Delphine Gloria Jay called Interpreting Lilith, which I found outside a very expensive house in Balmain and one of those free book things, right next to a book on investing by the stars. Now, this was not this is not a book for conspiracy theorists. This is a book that is serious business about, in this one particular, interpreting Lilith. Lilith is a name that keeps popping up. If you've got Lilith in your star sign, and I'll give you an example of, say, Lilith in Leo, Henry Kissinger, Benito Mussolini, Lon Chaney, William Hearst. I mean, these are serious players here. Not Lon Chaney, but he was literally a player actor. Anne Blythe, Eugene Ormandy, and Grace Metalius. I've never heard of her before. Each star sign is affected by a different star that comes through into your particular group, whatever. But the fact that they turn this operation on a six-planet alignment and a blood moon on that same night means that this is going to be something big. So they're not fucking around here. Pardon the Chinese. They are not fucking around. This is a serious operation. Now, are they going to do it globally or just going to make us, as usual, the Australians, New Zealanders, as the experiment? How to get the cars off the road, how to get the diesel vehicles off the road, how to shut down the infrastructure and to bring us into a situation where we need to have the World Economic Forum and the United Nations come in and help us. Yeah, I think they're going to do it. yes, I think they're going to do it. When I see something as big as the road, the Great Western Highway, the major thoroughfare for all the trucks and food coming from the west, mysteriously being shut down the same week as a war going on, and I find out that Dorigo, the dairy suppliers, are also shut down. I know this is big. They're not fucking around here. They're not fucking around. They're actually out for major social change. And my good friend Dean, I've been speaking to him tonight, me and a couple of other people over the week have all agreed that this is a big one. They're coming out to do stuff here, and we're going to go for food shortages, fuel shortages, basically World War II rationing, you know, where you had to go down. If you've ever watched Dad's Army, which is a great show to rewatch to see what life, basic life was like in the 40s in England in World War II, it was just rationing and austerity. And that's what, if you look into the word austerity, that's what we're being forced into with this new operation. It's the all-giving operation. A war is a time where you can do incredible change, social change. And it's and I just spoke to an old guy. I was just going into the gym tonight, this afternoon. He's walking past, and I said, oh, no, you know, started the conversation. Things are looking grim, and he's going, oh, yeah, thanks to the bloody war. And I said, do you think there's anything going on over there? And he goes, well, of course there has to be. And I said, have you personally seen it? He goes, well, no. He goes, oh, you could be right, you know, because you don't know. You know, and I gave him the controlled demolition bit. And that's what it is. Controlled demolition of your way of life. You're watching footage of buildings in Gaza. Are they in Gaza? Are they in Gaza? Or you're watching footage of, I mean, honestly, I can spot it in the media. There's a picture of Israel, and there's a guy, and it says, you're listening to Beat Hold the 50s.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
What a voice that man has. What a voice that man has. Beatold 56 on replacing the Rick and Rollo show, scheduled Rick and Rollo show. We have done, I'm going to guess, over 8 years, Rick and Rollo's and me and combined 1,000 shows. Easy. More. And that's a lot of shows. Continuity on fakeholders.com. Many, many shows. I was doing up to two, and sometimes three a week on there. So there's been a lot of shows out there, and Susie out there and where she lives has collated a lot of them and listened to a lot of them and knows more about me than I know about me, because I've forgotten more than I know, guaranteed. Anyway, yeah, so what this is my predictions reality report here. They're going to use all the tricks to get this Agenda 2030 through in the next, starting now. And this is the Universal Basic Income, the UBI. Have I added those words up or numbers up? They'd be there, guaranteed. They're going to use, get the old vehicles off the road. They're going to mandate, again, fuel rationing, food rationing. I hope I'm wrong. And yes, I have been wrong many times as a conspiracy theorist of over 43 years officially. And again, a skeptical child before that. So what I'm seeing is this agenda that I've been talking about since I first read the Carol Quigley books in the 80s, where he spells it all out. He tells you exactly what's coming and how they're going to do it. Weather manipulation, one of the crucial ones, the control of the weather. And again, so easily done. And I listened to a fantastic show on the UK column, shared it onto the Rick and Rollo Discord the other day on about weather modification. and all of the giant groups that are all saying they're doing it. And it's all a bang. And that's why phasing out this, there's two shows that will not let you talk about or don't want you to talk about it, Fakeologist and IPS. When things get real, I'm not going to go. I mean, I've never been on the IPS show, but I'm not. I do not want to be on a show that is suggesting that it's impossible to manipulate the weather. That's the history as far as I'm concerned. When things get real, and I'm watching them get real right now, I've seen that what they did to where Emu dances from, dance, they destroyed the infrastructure of the farmland around there, the dairy, the meat, the cattle. They're doing it to far north Queensland, FNQ. There's been inland seas thanks to this incredible weather that was already now this is natural events that is coming, but they're just making it by using manipulation of dams, closing dams down left, right and centre. England and America have been, they had so many dams that have been removed thanks to this climate change agenda, and so it's causing mass chaos left, right and centre. This is weather warfare. And it's just, again, simple equation of carpet bombing a heavy rain event with either, if you want to make it rain, silver oxide and sulfur oxide. If you want to stop it, aluminium. You spray aluminium into heavy rain and it will not rain. It's like the deodorant you put under your arms to stop you sweating. It's as simple as that. Anyone that denies this is not part of the future. These are people that need to be removed out of your listening. What they're doing and going to do in the next 6 months here, I'm saying is going to happen. I'm pretty sure of it. Yeah, I would like to be wrong, but I'm preparing that, and I'm happy where I live, that I can actually survive if I had to by fishing to get protein. And eating, roadkill or go and shoot a kangaroo if I had a gun. Well, I haven't got one, but plenty of people have. It's still to this day on a farm. And you could survive on kangaroo meat, which is extremely high in protein. And they are hopping about fucking everywhere. Everywhere where I live. And they're cute looking, but quite dangerous, the bigger ones sometimes, the big reds. So yeah, no, we've got to be prepared to be look, you know, not just go, so this is all this fear porn. Sorry, I'm already watching service stations shut down. No fuel. Price hikes of the highest magnitude. And we are, again, truckitarians. That's the word for it, where we rely, unless we're in a regional area like me, on trucks to supply everything. So I could, and I have got one, a kayak under my house, drag it across the road, take a fishing rod and go and fish and get some, blackfish, whiting, I can't remember all the names, but there's plenty of them in the sea. Unless they use a psychological operation to destroy that one, or just the basic United Nations making it mandatory to have sea areas where you're not allowed to fish, which they've already done that as a commercial basis, but they could make it just you going fishing. You're in a restricted area. You're not allowed to do it. It goes back to England in 1918, whatever, when they started prosecuting people that were starving because they closed all their farms down and they were just going onto someone else's land to poach a rabbit and getting caught and sent as free labour for the term of their natural lives, or stealing a loaf of bread. I've got the books here, old books, with the actual court cases from England and Ireland and Scotland with the charges that these poor guys were sent over here with back in the day. So I think they're going to use Australia and New Zealand as a test thing, or they're going to do it globally. And you're seeing England, I speak to lots of ex-English people, no one to a man or male or female disagrees. I haven't been there since 2003. I already saw it falling to pieces then. It's a lot worse now. And they've basically flooded the country with migrants from Africa, Morocco, India, blah, 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 blah. And they've been paid a lot of money thanks to certain private think tanks and groups, the Soros Foundation, et cetera, et cetera. Given them large sums of money, and they just probably say, just go over there for 2 years. We got free accommodation, you get free money, and send it back home, and then go back home. So none of these migrants that are living in those disgusting freezing countries like Canada and Ireland are there permanently. They're just there to fuck it up till they can change the way of life for the previous inhabitants, are guaranteed to be told. It's a fact. It is a fact, and it's all going on right now. And again, my favourite thing is the weather manipulation. It has been going on steroids. I've been watching it. I've seen circles in the sky. I've seen X's and noughts and crosses and et cetera. And I've trialled all sorts of shenanigans over our heads here. If you can control, if you can black out the sky, you can shut down the solar panels. If you can control the wind by, and that's, you know, HARP, H-A-A-R-P, which I was on about in the 80s, which is, you know, just microwaves heating up a heavily metallicized, is that a word? They've sprayed metallic particles in the sky. These things heat it up. It causes the stratosphere and the natural waters of the sky above your head, and the basically there's that much water floating above your head. It's the same as the sea down below. They can control it and make it go to different places, etc. They brag about it. NASA's been bragging about it in books since the 50s. Donald Duck was, you know, the comic when I was young, and he was the rainmaker, and he's flying around making X's and different shapes in 1936, was it? 37? Karl Barks, the rainmaker, Donald Duck, look it up. Completely normalized back then because they had rainmakers flying around doing that kind of stuff, spraying again silver oxide or, you know, to make it rain, or aluminium to make it not rain. This is a fact. This is a fact. And I'm afraid now, as a realologist, I'm seeing that all of the stuff that we were talked about and warned about is all happening. And now they're also just using basic infrastructure decay to shut down bridges in little areas that, so you cannot get from one place to the other. It becomes the people that are living, you know, having their tree, what's it, the tree, what do they call it? A tree change, not a sea change, a tree change. Then they can burn you out, flood you out, and you all have to go into the big cities, where you're going to live in apartment buildings and watch Netflix till you die of food poisoning or vaccines. And I'd say the vaccines are coming back again, possibly. I saw a fantastic front page story in the Australian magazine today, or Australian newspaper. $6 I had to pay for that. No, $5.50. I gave it to the guy sitting next across from me, and I said, look, there's nothing of relevance in here, but here's a free newspaper, and he's really happy. The front page story was a guy with his rescue dog, an ex-computer type, cured it from cancer using RNA technology. This is a major story in Australian media. And it features this, you know, rescue dog, and everyone loves a rescue dog. It's like, you know, everyone feels sorry for a rescue dog. And the rescue dog had cancer. So he Googled and used AI, this is how he did it, and found out that there was possible RNA technology, that there was a vaccine for cancer. And, yeah, he injected his dog, and now his dog's alive and happy. Everyone's happy. But I know, as a conspiracy theorist of magnitude, this story is put into the media for a big, big, big future thing. There'll be an anti-cancer vaccine that you'll be offered or told to take before you can get employment, possibly. Be told. I'm just going to mute for a bit and I'll be back. It'd be our time. And he's back. Not that you noticed that, but I did tell you I was going. So, yeah, no, I think everything that the 2030 agenda, the Rosa Corey, what's her name? Oh, there's a whole lot of them. The one that Rosa Corey got her information from, that other, what's her name? Nikki Rapana. These are the people you should have been listening to, not listening to someone bringing up this. Yeah, there was obviously a valid thing about, what's his name now? I can't remember his name. It was a rapper. He had a stupid name that he was copying off a, an American black comedian. You know, Snoop Dogg called him the new Jesus. He got shot outside his shop on the day and he had a gold. Look, the whole thing was, yeah, it was interesting. IPS did a lot of good stuff on it, but that was the kind of thing that just to keep you out of reality. And so all these, you know, Epstein level, bits and pieces that they're jazzing up the news with at the moment is 100% just to keep you off the real facts that what I'm talking about tonight is that we are going into austerity of a magnitude we've been told about and warned about in all those books. And again, Jay Dyer's Globalist book series, that guy should get a medal for that. He did an awesome job, breaking down and reading extremely boring books. Alan Watt, prior to him, Alan Watt influenced him. Alan Watt apparently got a lot of his stuff from that guy, and also in Canada that was also going on about the stuff. But, you know, to be honest, these guys are the ones who are actually breaking down the real stuff. And they all, particularly all cited, you know, Nikki Rapana and Rosa Corey, Rosa Corey's green agenda. Rosa Corey was, as she said, a Democratic voting lesbian woman. Yet she went and said, all the stuff you need to learn about this, the coming green agenda and the rain, you know, it's all happening right now. And they're using the fog of war. That's the fog of war to bring in these things. People don't argue when there's a war going on. It's like, oh, okay, we don't, you know, they're actually suggesting that the, Iran, I'm telling Iran is flying, possibly going to attack, California with explosive drones. Absolute fucking horseshit. There'd be controlled explosions left, right and centre, what's going on in Dubai, etc. It's not the Iranians doing it. I'll put money on it. Money on it. They're not that stupid. They're defending their own country if they are. They are not attacking other countries. And not particularly California, where you've got most of the radical lefties. All of the bad stuff in the world comes from California. California is probably the high seat of evil in America, guaranteed. They pretended to be hippies and, you know, oh, my God, you know, had that stupid, what was it, Moon Unit Zappa, Valley Girl, that whole way of speaking, this whole, and that's, they've done it with the language, as Orwell said in 1984, attack the language. And England went through it with, you know, guys like, you know, comedians coming out and all speaking this kind of stupid, childish banter that sounds like they're kind of West Indians. And you know, they all talk like this now. What go, you know, bruv? You know, this is white kids from, you know, London. They're all talking like this. You know, what you mean? Yeah, bruv. America had this dumbing down of the language with the Valley Girl, a Moon Unit Zappa. I mean, Zappa is right up there too with cultural creation, even though he, I think, had a heart and started saying some stuff and exposing it, and then he got a fast-acting cancer and died. Actually, I wouldn't mind hearing that again, so maybe we'll go out with Valley Girl by Moon Unit Zappa. That's a random song. But anyway, and now thank you to Joel out there, if he's listening, to your streaming device service. I have got it. I've got my son, what's his name, Heinrich, pseudonym, put it on my TV. I can walk into my lounge room, press a button and watch Pluribus, which Joel told me to watch. And I'll discuss the first 2.5 episodes of Pluribus. Now, yeah, I love this kind of dystopian stuff. And it is very dystopian, like Severance, et cetera, et cetera. I think Severance is better, personally. I watched it first. That's probably the thing, like Rollo likes Best in Show over Waiting for Guffman. To me, no way. It's Waiting for Guffman over Best in Show. But it's, I guess, whatever you watch first. But Pluribus is, yeah, it's good. And obviously I'm hooked on it now because, like, everyone starts dying. They bring in this RNA stuff that was something to do with RNA. Like, we were just mentioning them before, the vaccines. I haven't got so far that that's what was the cause of it. But it's good. It's just like, you know, going back to – I called this out when I first saw it in 2020 – 2019, when the very final episode of which I had to go and see every one of them, the Avengers Endgame. And I remember seeing 3 months before COVID lockdown started, Endgame, Endgame, Endgame everywhere on bus stops. And that's how I find out my information. I watch the bus stops, what the adverts are on bus stops. Endgame was everywhere, and which was telling them and the people that understand them that the end game was on its way, ready to go. You're listening to
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation
or your affiliation
on truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Be told, 56 on Saturday the 14th, did we say? I think it was 14th of March 2026. On the end game. We are on the end game now. But anyway, I knew when I saw those posters for Endgame, Avengers, after Thanos had executed half the population of the world. And that, you know, that was like a fantastic thing because, you know, Captain America comes back in and walking in and spots, you know, what's her name? That chick that plays the Russian kind of super agent or whatever, Scarlett Johansson, and says, hey, on the bright side, you know, I just seen a blue whale cruise through under the harbour, you know, the Gold Gate Bridge. And, everyone, you know, people going, all these greeny kids that have been brainwashed since 86, 87 when it started. Oh, this isn't it. It's going to be good. We've got to get rid of half the planet and it's necessary. Kids so easily brainwashed, so easily brainwashed. And these lefty fucking spastics that are everywhere. But that, you know, I knew as I was watching this movie with my, I guess the oldest would have been 16 or 17 at that stage, and down to 12, that this was just brainwashed movie, and that the whole saga of Endgame and Thanos, who is apparently the good guy, you know, he gets all of the Infinity Gauntlet jewels, and he snaps his finger, and it wipes out 50% of the entire universe so that there's too many people on the planet. It was just total brainwash. And then we watched, so basically we've got the same thing. Oh, look, you know, I mean, in this last part of, they had perfectly done big giant memorials everywhere in Endgame where all you could go and see the names of all your relatives that just turned into dust on that particular day when Thanos snapped his gauntlet. And I knew, just watching that, this was psychic driving of this is a good thing. This is coming. Now, again, I don't want to be a scaremongering, but if they keep pushing and in 2 weeks done what they've done, you're going to see by September, October, massive issues around the world. Maybe not in Australia because we can live off the land here. But if you're in a country or in a big city where you can't, God help you, especially if you take a vaccine that's going to stop you getting cancer, allegedly. Some RNA thing. And then I'll say, oh, we made a mistake, accidentally killed 50% of the planet. But guess what? There's a lot more fuel for everyone now. We don't need to have the fuel rationing anymore. The food rationing can stop because luckily we made a mistake at Pfizer, reverse name of a demon. And look, now we can go back to normal. It's so sad. We'll build all these memorials everywhere that you can go and stand in the park and touch the name of your, insert close personal, maybe your child or relation or next door neighbor that died from this bodgy flu shot that they made everyone have. This is all possible. All possible. As anyone, hopefully there's other people out there warning, and there are, I'll say that. But I hate to be a fearmonger, but I can see the potential with this war in Iran as the end game. Now, back to Pluribus. I didn't like the actress, the heroine. I don't like her at all. I don't care what happens to her, the lesbian. Nothing to do with that, but unlikable. That's why my favourite is Severance. I had the hots for that. What's the name? Is it Heidi or Heidi? The red-headed chick, I found her very attractive. This is the kind of desperation I have these days. I can always look at TV and go, oh, she's beautiful. Hella. And you keep, look, we talked about on Bongversation, early ones, and on Rick and Rilo possibly. He's never watched them. Severance is a fantastic show. Yes, I am kind of into the Pluribus, and maybe it will get better, but so far, I'm going to go and watch an episode after I hang up from here tonight, after we play an example of social control, of social engineering, and that's Valley Girl by Frank Zappa and Moon Unit Zappa, where they kind of introduce this new dumbed-down language that so many people still speak like, and kind of globalized it. It was already probably a thing in the valley, which again, the valley, that area, the weird scenes under the canyon, that book, fantastic, was kind of saying this is the area where all the social control and all this weird stuff's coming out of in America. It's also near where you got your fake nukes from, Lookout Mountain. All the same fucking area. Very small little pocket of California. And Caliphate California. Caliph. This is not, you call it America. You got sheriffs. This is all out of, the Middle East, ancient Middle East stuff. Caliph California, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, so I'm enjoying Joel's streaming service anyway, and my son was really impressed because all of South Park's on there, and I love South Park as well. Really funny, but slightly nefarious, though. I have to say that, slightly nefarious, but good stuff, really good stuff. Thank you, Joel. I really love your streaming service. It is fabulous. I think Joel should just be a streamer. So we'll go now. I'm going to hang up. Will I come on and do any other show? Maybe later. We'll see what's going on. Maybe tomorrow night. But it's been fantastic. 56 episodes of Be Told, catching up to the Rick and Rollo show. Quite behind. Definitely just caught up to Bongversations, possibly. We'll have to do another of them soon. So fabulous. Thank you for everyone. And we're going to go with Valley Girl. But this is, again, just an example of how this way of speaking and everything got kind of westernized and spread by Frank Zappa and his daughter, Moon Unit. What a name. Is she still calling herself Moon Unit? Is she still alive? I think she is. So on that note, on Be Told episode number 56, I'm going to go off and watch Pluribus and go to bed early. Fantastic. Rollo, hope you get better out there. And yeah, you do drink too much, but always enjoyable to do a Rick and Rollo on every Saturday night. So get better. I want you to get better. So thank you very much. On the note, a 1, 2, or 3 Valley Girl. Is it Valley Girl? I think it's called Valley Girl by Moonian Zappa and Father Frank Zappa. Goodbye, everybody.
Like Pac-Man and like, I don't know, like my mother like makes me do the dishes. It's like so gross. Like all the stuff like sticks to the plate. And it's like somebody else's food. You know, it's like grody, grody to the max. I'm sure it's like really nauseating. Like barf out, gag me with the spoon. Gross. I am sure. Totally.